Well, thanks to a combination of positive factors, we have seen a big boost in milk production during this second half of 2014. And according to ag economist Bob Kropp, he thinks production will continue to run 4% or more higher for the remainder of this year and into the end of next year. And the USDA does agree.
We've increased milk production in 2014 and 15 by 100 million pounds in both years on increased milk per cow on cheaper feed prices. We bumped up the Class 3 price related to cheese and whey by 20 cents for 2014 and just a nickel for 2015. The all milk price was up 25 cents for 2014 this month and unchanged at $20.25 for 2015.
Now, according to Kropp, we can expect a decline in milk prices and dairy product prices. The question is, how soon and by how much? The level of milk prices and much lower feed costs has meant some very favorable margins for dairy producers to increase milk production. And as I mentioned, that trend is expected to stay on the rise through the rest of this year and next. However, when you look at the futures market, the Class 3 price stays above $18 a hundredweight all the way to 2015. Now, even though Kropp feels that might be a little bit optimistic, for this year, he feels the Class 3 will continue to average over $20.50 per hundredweight and that we still will have a fairly strong price in 2015. Now, one particular dairy product is certainly running a rather interesting course, and that is butter, which currently is sitting at $2.70 a pound. Now, most of this is driven by tight supplies. The question is, though, how long will this trend last?
Butter prices have been rising. In July, they increased 3.9%, and they're now up 16.5% year over year. And this is just due to the, there's just a really tight supply of butter stocks, and it's just declined sharply over the last month. However, they're expected to be built back up over the rest of the year towards the end, so these prices may ease somewhat.
Now, when it comes to the commodities, there are many that feel the USDA was too conservative in its estimate for the corn crop, especially bushels per acre, saying the 167.4 is well below what could end up being 170 bushels plus. On the bean front, well, the question marks are almost as large.
Soybean situation fundamentally can be read as even more bearish than corn, and certainly going to be a lot of variation, but I still think we've got the potential for a pretty darn good soybean crop.
As far as our prices, a strong day on dairy with blocks picking up 4 cents at 225 a pound, barrels now at 225.5 cents per pound, and AA butter tops at 270. Over on the Class 3 trade, August up 2 to 22.20. September drops 4 to 23.14, and November is down 3 at 20.08. Board of Trade, September corn down 3 to 359.5 cents per bushel. December declines to 367.5 cents. Your beans for September, well, they're off a half cent at 11.19¾ cents. November down 14¾ to 10.38 a bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 108 to 120. Most of the slaughter cows, 91 to 107. The slaughter bulls, 120 to 148. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers top at 148, with the Holstein steers 125 to 142. Your Holstein replacement bull calves 250 to 415. Heifer calves 2 to 425. The barrels and gilts 78 to 94. And those feeder lambs 175 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural information. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.